Let's see. James has been hanging on all the way from Georgia for a while, so I'm not sure I've got an answer to a question about peach tree extract, James, but you go right ahead.
Dr. Wright, hi, thank you. Could you think back? Well, first, there's the two, I found out there's the two different versions, the higher dosage that you spray once a day versus the lower dosage that the person would spray twice a day. Is there any difference between, as far as you know?
I'm not at all knowledgeable about peach tree extract, sir. That's something I've never had occasion to use. Possibly I just should learn more, which is always the case. And the other possibility is I just haven't needed it because the other things work. So I can't tell you much about the peach tree. If you can tell me what the condition is, I can tell you possibly some other things, though.
Okay. Oh, I thought that you shared about pentasan in the previous programs on
Oh, sir, that's beech tree. My mistake. Oh, beech, not peach. I was thinking you're from Georgia, so it must be peaches.
Oh, I got you. Yeah, no, the Australian beech tree, right?
There you go. You're absolutely right. Yeah, sure, pentasan. The pentasan, I like the higher dose, sir. It does seem to do a slightly better job, and it is quite safe to use, so I don't mind using that higher dose at all.
Okay, so the once a day is fine, so not necessary to, no difference as far as the repetition more than once a day. I guess that, like you said, it works even better with the once.
Yeah, but here's another thing, sir. Some of the people that I've started this with, they were in quite a lot of pain, so I told them to use that same higher dose twice a day, and as soon as they start to notice some relief, then back it off to once a day.
Oh,
It's
okay.
not
Perfect.
going to get them in trouble.
Gotcha. Sounds good. And could you share some of the results you've seen with people?
Well, here's my favorite one. This gentleman, a gentleman with osteoarthritis, as most are, and he started with the niacinamide simply because that's what I recommend to everybody based on that work from the 1940s with 450 some people, and the large majority of them completely controlled their symptoms with that. Well, that was the large majority, and he was in the minority who had better control over his symptoms, but he did not have complete control, and he wanted to do something else. So it's something in addition. I told him he'd have to continue the niacinamide, but it was perfectly safe to add in the pentasan. All right, so he added in the pentasan, and as you'd expect, these things usually have a 2 or 3 week delay before they start to work. The niacinamide is a 3 or 4 week delay. 2 or 3 weeks later, he said it started to work, but the most exciting part was that on another appointment, which is about 8 weeks after he started, he actually bicycled his way into work, and he had to not and into work, I'm sorry, into the clinic, and he parked the clinic by the front door. I'm doing well today. He parked his bicycle by the clinic's front door and showed everybody, "Hey, I bicycled this thing down here, and that pentasan, why, that was the breakthrough on top of my niacinamide," and he was so pleased, and we were so pleased.
Oh, that's wonderful. Have any of the people did any before and after scans as far as their cartilage is concerned, differences?
Yes and no. Most don't. They just are accepting of the pain being gone, and they're quite functional. A few have, and they don't see that much difference on the scan. It's the darndest thing. They're out of pain and not having the stiffness, and yet the scan looks the same as ever. So I'm not sure what's going on there, sir. But that's if you're out of pain and able to function, that's what we're shooting for.
Sure, yeah, absolutely. And does it matter, because I know you use the key compounding, and in your original report from the newsletter from 2005, you were talking about the Texas pharmacy with Dr. Fit, your friend over
Yes.
there.
Yeah, they were
Does it
forced to quit
matter which
using it.
pharmacy or
Well, here's the sad thing, sir. This is a free country, we thought. But the Texas State Board of Pharmacy decided that this pharmacy that was doing it in Texas, and I'm sorry, I've forgotten their name, would not be allowed to send the stuff outside of the state of Texas. Now, what the heck were they doing that for? Well, That's what they did. And so that pharmacy, oh my goodness, those people have a good heart. They were selling this stuff as part of their business. And as we all know, business need to stay sell stuff to stay in business. They don't need to sell it for $1,000 a pill like some places do, but still they need to sell it for something. And what they did is they offered any compounding pharmacy that would like to do it their recipe. And that's when Key Pharmacy started doing it, is when the Texas Board outlawed these people.
Wow. That's amazing.